Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Alexandria Sims, owner and content writer of Ads Copywriting, which provides small businesses in the U.S. with high-quality content creation and copywriting services. Alexandria, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, how did you get into content writing?
Okay, so when I was 22, I was working as a restaurant manager in the fast food restaurant. I was only making about $9.50 an hour, which at the time I was struggling to make ends meet. I've always liked writing, and my friend's mom actually suggested that I look into freelance writing. So one night when I was off of work, I was sitting in my apartment and I was struggling to figure out, you know, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do with my future? So I decided that I actually would go and look into freelance writing. So I ended up signing up for Odesk, which is now Upwork. I filled out my profile. I got my first gig within about a couple of hours. It was a $600 contract to write an autobiography for this semi-celebrity. Basically, I did a great job. I hit the ground running. And then after that, I just kept gaining job after job after job. And then I decided that I was going to turn it into a business to supplement my income. So I went and I taught myself everything I need to know about how to run a business, how to be a freelance writer. And then it kind of just stuck with me. I love to write, and I still do my freelance writing on the side to help out small businesses all over the U.S. I've even done a couple of global clients from France, Australia. It's really cool. It's a really great way to connect with people.
I'd say so. Pretty cool for sure. Why is content creation important for small businesses? Touch on some of the highlights that are important there.
Well, there's a couple reasons why it's very important for small businesses. The first thing is that it can make your business reputable. You know, as long as you provide value to your customers, especially in a digital landscape, you know, you have whatever business you're in, you've got your customers looking for you online. And of course, they're going to come to your website, to your social media profiles. And obviously, you want something there in front of your customers to show them that, hey, you're an authority, you know, hey, this is why they should hire you. I think it's a great way to bring in new leads and new business. And also, it's really good for a long-term organic growth strategy for SEO. So businesses who want to get business and leads and customers right away overnight, that's the kind of SEO marketing that you would pay for, and it's called pay-per-click. But with content, you know, you post an article to your website or a blog or a video, and that's going to stay on your website over time. So even though it might take a few months, maybe even up to a year, that content is going to help you out over time because it's going to help you grow your authority with search engines. It's going to help you rank higher in search engines. You're going to get more traffic. And the best part is, you know, once you post it to your website or to your social media profile, it's going to be there. So it's basically like you can set it and forget it, and you're still going to get that traffic coming in.
Certainly made some good points, and thanks for your input there as well. Now, what are some common myths, assuming there are some that you hear, about content creation?
Sure. Well, one mistake that a lot of small businesses make when it comes to content creation is they think that it doesn't have to be original. And to an extent, that's true. I mean, they say that imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery, and obviously, if your competition's doing something that's working, you want to be able to do that too. And but what's going to set you apart when it comes to the content is that if you give it your own original twist, then you're more likely to stand out and your customers are going to remember you.
And then another point, another myth that I see a lot is that a lot of people think that content writing, it has to be really polished and like really good grammar. And yes, to an extent, that's true. You know, you don't want people to come on your website and be like, oh my God, these people can't spell or they can't write. But some brands, they actually don't use proper grammar and it works. So take Royal Caribbean, for example, you know, their copy is very short and snappy and it gets their point across. And they don't really write in full sentences. They kind of just use enough text to get their point across. So I think that's a really important thing to remember when you're looking to add more content to your website or to hire a content writer to create content for your website. You want to make sure that they can align with your brand. And it's nothing like what they teach you in school. You know, they teach you proper grammar, proper spelling, and then some brands, they just completely disregard all of that and they take off and they skyrocket to success. And then finally, the last myth, I think, would be that a lot of people really, they get content and then they just use it once and that's it. So, for example, if you've got a blog and you post it to your website, a lot of people just say like, okay, well, I have a blog and it's on my website and that's it. But I'm a big believer in repurposing content, especially because there's many people that take in their information differently. So if you have a blog that you can post to your website, you can also turn that into a podcast. You can turn it into a YouTube video. You can even turn it into a presentation, anything. You could even turn it into like a picture quote that you see going around on Facebook and Instagram. So I think if a lot of more businesses realize that once you have a piece of content, there's a lot more you could do with it, then those businesses are most likely to come out on top.
Today, we're joined by Alexandria Sims, owner and content writer of Ads Copywriting, which provides small businesses in the U.S. with high-quality content creation and copywriting services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at your daily process and routine, what actually motivates you? What gets you up every day?
I'm motivated by being able to help people. I'm a big believer in serving others and using my talent, which is obviously writing, to give back to the world and be able to help businesses and business owners spread their message. I'm motivated a lot by learning and education, especially in the digital marketing landscape. Everything's rapidly changing and you really have to be on top of like what's working, what's not, different strategies. You have to figure out, okay, how are you going to outsmart the competition? And I really welcome that challenge, especially with copywriting. I just love the challenge. You know, you got to try and be better than the other guy. And that really motivates me because I'm so creative and I love to just sit with my thoughts and brainstorm and see what I can come up with. It's such a rewarding experience. And that's why I'm a writer.
And your passion is coming out in your message, and that's always an added bonus for sure. Tell us, what was your biggest failure, and what did you learn from that failure? I'm sure we could learn something from that lesson in life for sure.
Well, I think my biggest failure was actually the fear of failure. As I mentioned, when I was 22, that was about 7 years ago, I started my writing business. And I actually stopped it at one point because I was getting so many clients and then I was feeling a little intimidated about how to run a business. And I think what happened is I just got so overwhelmed that I shut down, and instead of kind of breaking everything down into a strategy and trying to figure it out, I got scared and I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. And so I ended up shutting down my business it was only about 2 weeks. And then I ended up losing some really good clients. And I feel like had I not done that, you know, I could have a much stronger client base than I already do now. So I credit that with fear of failure, fear of the unknown. I could have had my business, although it's very lucrative today, it could be more lucrative had I decided to take that challenge face on.
Certainly a lot we can learn from failures and challenges, and thanks for sharing yours on a personal note, and that is most helpful and appreciated as well. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on ads, copywriting, where's the best place online to get more information?
You could go to my website, which is www.arisims.com. So that's A-R-I-S-I-M-S. And you can also find my company on Facebook, facebook.com/ADScopy, C-O-P-Y.
And that certainly works, Ari, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Alexandria, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Alexandria Sims, owner and content writer of Ads Copywriting, which provides small businesses in the U.S. with high-quality content creation and copywriting services. And for all the details, visit ArieSims.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.